Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Dav Tzadik Vav Masechtas Menachas. Some of the topics we learned about include regarding the malachas of the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, the Lisha, Aricha, Afia were done inside the Azara, and even on Shabbos, while the Tchin of Arkada was done outside the Azara and not on Shabbos. The Mishnah discusses the sizes of the loaves of Michas Chavitin and Lechem Aponim. The Machlik is regarding the size of the Shulchan and accordingly the placement of the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. The Machlik is regarding Masgarte, the border, one tefach in height, that surrounded the Shulchan. Was the border lamata, below the surface of the Shulchan, on the legs, or lamala, above the surface of the Shulchan? The discussion in the reason that the Shulchan is makabel tuma. Generally, pshuti kliyetz, tuma midraban. A wooden utensil without a base kibble, without a receptacle, is only susceptible to tuma midraban, but not to tuma midraisa, because the pasuk of tuma states, mikol kliyetz oibegad oisak, dumi desak binan. Masak metalti moli v'reken, avkol metalti moli v'reken. The pasuk makes a hekesh from wooden vessels to a sack, just as a sack that has a receptacle and is carried both while full or empty is susceptible to tumah d'oraisa, so too only a kli eitz that has a receptacle and is carried both while full and empty is susceptible to tumah d'oraisa. And this excludes pshuti kli eitz that does not have a receptacle, that it is not susceptible to tumah d'oraisa. The discussion in Tzipui Kli Eitz, a wooden utensil that is metal-plated, is makabel tuma because it is considered a klimatzes based on its tzipui.